Good morning, everybody. Anton here again, and welcome to another episode of the E-Commerce Lifestyle Podcast. Once again, coming to you from the car. It seems like whenever I am back in Austin, in Texas, where I'm living now, I do these podcasts much more consistently. And reason is I have about 8 to 10 minutes of a drive to the office every day, and it's like the perfect dead time or downtime where really I have nothing else to do. So I do want to record these, and it's just a great use of the time. So what I wanted to hop on here today and talk about was actually something that I talked about on Instagram yesterday, on Instagram stories, and that was a meeting that I had yesterday for lunch with our Facebook rep out here in Texas. So I should mention, if you're not following on Instagram our Dropship Lifestyle account, you should. So just go on Instagram, search for Dropship Lifestyle, and we post like on the page, on the feed, whatever you call it, but the stories are where it's real time. So I kind of share what I'm up to, like real time, what's going on in the business. And that's where yesterday I was talking about how at lunch I was going into a meeting with our Facebook rep. So we've had Facebook reps for, I don't know, probably 5 years now. They've usually change who they are from time to time, but the current rep we've had, been working with him for about a year. A good thing is he's based literally down the street from where I live and from our office. So we do like monthly calls kind of to review the account, look for a new opportunity, kind of talk about beta features on Facebook, and just touch base. So that's been good. But then every once in a while, we also meet up in person, go over to the Facebook office down here, and just kind of have that in-person, relationship. I don't know for a better term to call it, but just, it's good every once in a while, just get lunch, kind of check in. And it's also cool for me as someone who runs a very, very small company to see what Facebook tries to do in a company like theirs. Like their office here, they have multiple offices in Austin, but the one where their marketing and sales works out of is like, I think it's like 4 or 5 floors now in one of the buildings downtown. And the first time I went, it was one floor. And it seems like every time I go, they just take over another floor of the building. But it's also strange because every time I go, it seems like there's no one there. So yeah, it's weird, but it's definitely a cool place. And they have really, really good food. They have 3 restaurants in there and they have great burritos. So I'll always go back for that. But what I wanted to talk about is what my Facebook rep and myself talked about in our meeting, because I definitely think it's relevant. Again, kind of like yesterday's episode, for anybody that is listening to this that runs Facebook ads. And maybe even if you don't yet, this one will be a little less technical than yesterday's episode, which kind of went deep into some of the things that we're doing as far as campaigns and bidding strategies. But what we basically discussed yesterday is kind of a plan for Q1 and looked back at last year. And it's funny, the first thing that that he actually brought up was the fact that he sees our ad accounts. So he brought up the fact that he sees that campaign budget, CBO for short, campaign budget optimization, is working really well for us. And he said, I see a lot of other accounts that I work with who haven't made it work. And I said, I've heard people say that, kind of like we talked about yesterday, I've heard people say that they've seen campaign budget optimization not work, and I know that we're just crushing it right now with it. And he said, I kind of looked for trends to see like why it's working on some accounts and why it's not on others. So I'll share with you his takeaway is, obviously, this is assuming you have a website that converts and you have good creatives for Facebook and whatnot. But he said, one of the big things, like assuming again you have that all in place to making it work, is the way the campaigns are structured. So if you're going to try this for yourself, he said the best thing to do is to have the one campaign, right, that you're optimized for, whatever you're optimizing for. But inside of that campaign, he said it's always best to have 8 or more ad sets. So don't set up a campaign budget optimization campaign where you have 3 ad sets in it, because that's not enough for Facebook to optimize with. I mean, technically it is, but if you really want their machine learning to be able to do its thing, have at least 8 ad sets in that campaign. Now, the next thing that he said he saw people, that weren't getting results, kind of, messing up with, for lack of a better term, is how many ads are in each ad set. So basically what you want to do is have 3 to 5 different ads in all of those ad sets, or more than 8 ad sets inside of that campaign budget optimized optimized campaign. So again, if you're going to look at this as like a diagram going from the top down, you have your campaign CBO objective, campaign budget optimization. Inside you have your ad sets, and then in those ad sets you have 3 to 5 ads. Now here's one thing that if you're not big into Facebook ads, you might not know, but it's very important. Those 3 to 5 ads in those 8+ ad sets, what we do and what I recommend you do is have them be the same ads. So it doesn't mean you have to make, I don't know, what's 8 times 5? 40. You don't have to make 40 different ads. You have to make, let's say, 5 ads, and then you duplicate those 5 ads into all 8 ad sets at a minimum. So it really does sound like a lot more work than it is. So if you want like one thing to try, because we talked about a lot of other stuff, but most of what we talked about was very specific to my businesses and to my accounts. And, you know, I don't share that on podcasts or just, that some of that I like to keep private. But if you want one big takeaway that I think, again, could be relevant to anybody here, and you want to figure out how to set up your first CBO campaign, and you want to figure out what those 8 different ad sets should be, my advice to you is go into Shopify or go into whatever platform you sell through, or go into your merchant account, whatever it is you use. Look up all of your orders from 2018. So go back through all of last year. Export all of those orders, so however many it may be, obviously the more the better, but just export a list of all of them. Take the email column, okay, so all of the emails from all of your customers, paying customers of last year, go into your Facebook Business Manager, go into Audiences, upload that list, and just name it, you know, whatever, 2018 all purchases. Then, and again, this is where it might get too technical if you don't do a lot of Facebook ads, but after you make that custom audience based off of that list of emails, then make click the button that says create new lookalike audience. And because you're going to have a big pool of people all of last year, I want you to make in your country, so for us it's US, maybe you're in Australia, whatever, it doesn't matter, make these audiences, make US lookalikes from 0 to 1%, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4, 4 to 5%, then do 5 to 10%. Okay. So once you do that, that's 6 different audiences right there. Again, these are lookalike audiences based on all of your 2018 purchases. And that's just 6 audiences that you could start with. Now go into your Facebook campaigns, make a campaign and call it, you know, lookalike 2018 purchases, whatever. Make that campaign budget optimized. And then in that campaign, make ad sets, and 6 of your ad sets could be based on those audiences that I just mentioned to you. So name one of your ad sets 1% lookalike 2018 purchases. Name your next ad set 1 to 2% 2018 purchases. Name your next ad set, 2 to 3%, you know, whatever, 2018 purchases, and so on and so on. And then in those ad sets, you'll make your 3 to 5 ads. Again, you'll duplicate them throughout them, and then figure out 2 more audiences you want to put in there and let that run. That was one of the things that our Facebook rep, like we do stuff similar, but he said just do that. He recommended that yesterday after our meeting at lunch. I just hopped on the computer real quick. I set it up for us in like maybe 45 minutes total, and we're already seeing sales off of it. So for anybody, again, that's listening to this that runs Facebook ads, I would advise you to set that up inside of your account today. Just go ahead and start it, let it run. The good news is, based on just those 6 audiences alone, you're looking at like 10 million people plus, so not gonna get saturated anytime soon. Again, these campaigns are already profitable for us starting yesterday, so I'm assuming we have at least, you know, 1 or 2 quarters before they get saturated. So definitely do that for your own business. Get it set up today. Super easy to do. And again, if you're listening to this right now and you're like, hey, I saw you, Anton, like on YouTube, and I'm still trying to figure out how to pick products to sell. I don't get this yet. I'm new to all of this. Listen, this is stuff that really is advanced. This is what you do when you need to find more customers and you're looking for a way to rapidly expand. But if you are listening to this right now, you're brand new to e-commerce, you're still trying to find products, products, you need to know how to get suppliers, you need to know how to build a website and do all that fun stuff, then I highly recommend you do go to dropshiplifestyle.com. That's where you can find my courses that have been voted best e-commerce course by Shopify, that have literally success stories from all around the world, and that'll get you started with dropshipping profitably. So go to dropshiplifestyle.com, click on enroll, click on enroll if you're just getting started. And if you're going to put this into effect already, you're already up and running and profitable, I would love to hear your feedback on this episode. So if you want to leave me a note, just hop on over to ecommercelifestyle.com, click on episodes, and ping me over there. So thanks for listening, everybody. I'm at the office. I've been in the parking lot for 2 minutes already. So I'm going to go in, start the day, and I will talk to you all soon. See everybody.